High school football fields don't get much better than this. The virgin AstroTurf is all springy under your feet, and the neon yellow goalposts stretch up into the blue September sky. The Comets should be playing well. They're not.
Hey, back up, back up, back up! Back up!
At halftime, the score is 0-0 against arch-rival Henry Ford. And this year, the Comets are supposed to be a much better team. Coach Calvin Norman tells his assistant coaches, don't blame the players.
We can't coach, because that's coaching out there. We look terrible. We look awful.
Meanwhile, team captain Javonte Ball is disappointed in his teammates.
We got to play like we want it. The people who made the field working harder than us. They work way harder than us, man.
In fact, it was really hard work, raising nearly $1 million for this field. And it almost didn't happen. Chris Lambert is CEO of Life Remodeled, the group in charge of an ambitious volunteer makeover of Cody High School and its surrounding neighborhoods. He says a new football field was a priority, but they were $300,000 short on the last day of fundraising.
45 minutes before I get on stage, a family comes up to me and says, do you still need that $300,000? I said, yeah.
Lambert figures they'll want the field named after themselves, the Walrich family, Walrich Field.
They get out a checkbook, they write a $300,000 check, and they say, we want to call it Hope Field.
Anyway, halftime is ending. Maybe it was the stern speeches. Maybe it was this prayer by Reverend Bob Chirac, whose suburban Detroit church has adopted Cody High.
We pray the world would hear that Detroit is rising from the ashes and that stories like Cody would prove that.
Whatever it is, the Cody Comets after halftime are a different team. They quickly score and score again and again. Now, we've all seen those corny movies about the team picking itself up and coming back to win. This is just like that. The Comets end up winning the game 24-0. And just like that, a field named Hope earns its name.